You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Welcome to the first episode of the CU Insight Trendline. We've got a lot planned for you in these podcasts and want to deliver impactful content in a concise package so you can stay informed and get on with your day. So with that said, let's jump in and see what's been trending on CUinsight.com.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CUinsight.com, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles right now on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled The Rainy Day Crisis, How Credit Unions Can Lead the Charge on Financial Health, from Christine Hickey of the National Credit Union Foundation. Too many Americans are one unexpected expense away from financial trouble, and that's a problem credit unions are uniquely positioned to solve. In this article, Christine dives into how credit unions can lead the charge on financial health by promoting savings habits, offering educational resources, and developing innovative solutions to help members build resilience. It's not just about avoiding a crisis. It's about creating long-term financial stability for individuals and communities alike. At number two, I've got five tips from credit union leaders to help navigate the digital shift for an improved member experience, from Visify's Jamie Jennings. The digital shift isn't coming. It's already here. Credit union leaders are embracing change to enhance the member experience, and they've got some great advice to share. In this article, Jamie breaks down five key tips from industry pros. Prioritize user-friendly tech, invest in cybersecurity, leverage data for personalization, embrace innovation, and never lose sight of the human touch. Digital transformation isn't just about new tools. It's about creating a seamless, secure, and engaging experience for your members. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one trending article on CU Insight. For now, I'm going to send it over to my colleague, Robbie Young.
Picture this, a thriving branch network, strategically positioned for maximum growth. It's not a fantasy, but achieving it takes more than just ambition. It demands expertise. This is a complex puzzle, and many credit unions are missing key pieces. Level 5 has crafted a comprehensive guide to put all these pieces together. The definitive guide to creating your branch network growth plan, science, art, and grit. This white paper offers practical insights to guide you through the intricate process of expanding your branch network and enhancing the performance of your existing branches. This white paper isn't just theory. It's packed with practical, real-world examples and proven strategies to empower your institution's growth. If you're ready to unlock the secrets to predictable branch growth, head over to CUinsight.com to download your free copy of the white paper and invest in your credit union's future by gaining the knowledge you need to succeed.
That was CU Insight's Vice President of Strategic Growth, Robbie Young, sharing some of the valuable, in-depth expertise you can find in the ebooks and white papers section of CUinsight.com. And now, on to Linda LaFortune for some upcoming events you should have on your calendar.
Yes, we have so many great events coming up, Greg, and I'm thrilled to highlight a couple of them. On April 2nd, KSAP will be presenting their webinar, Navigating Disputes, Proven Strategies to Safeguard Members and Minimize Losses. And we're so excited that our very first mastery course will be starting on April 3rd. This course, Leadership Essentials for Today's Workplace, will be presented by Humanity and provide a great learning experience on topics including psychological safety, emotional intelligence, as well as succession planning and career path planning. These mastery courses will deliver impactful live virtual learning experiences with the added convenience of having access to event recordings. For more information on all of our events, please check out our events page at CUinsight.com cuinsight.com/featured-events.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support by the Defense Credit Union Council. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DOD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth.
The theme of America's Credit Union's recent governmental affairs conference was "Together We Move." Those attending the GAC, both in person and online, heard America's Credit Union's president and CEO, Jim Nussle, address that in his remarks, that the industry needs to come together to tell Congress and the White House, "Don't tax my credit union." I caught up with Jim to learn more about this topic earlier this week. Jim, thanks for taking some time to connect on the current advocacy environment, in particular, the industry focus on the tax battle in Washington. What's the biggest challenge you see in preserving the credit union difference?
I think at this point in time, the biggest challenge we have is making enough noise in a complicated advocacy environment. I mean, the thing that most people think about when they think about how a bill becomes a law in Washington is that, you know, there's a committee process, it moves to the floor, we see everything, we have an ability to impact everything. And my belief is that this is going to be a 2 o'clock in the morning kind of meeting. I used to call those meetings when I served in Congress, and it's going to be a back room where a few of the leaders get to decide whether or not to pay for the tax bill, how to pay for it, and whether or not credit unions are part of the mix. And so our job is to influence all of the pressure points before they even get into that late at the last minute meeting so that they don't put credit unions and our tax status at risk in that final meeting on the tax bill.
All right. So why do you think there was a shift from ICBA and the bank lobby to only focus on the largest credit unions?
You know, it's interesting. I think the bankers are losing. They've lost the argument about the difference between credit unions and banks, and that, oh, we're just the same and we look the same on the outside and we're going after the same customers and things like that. It's just nonsense. They've lost that argument. We have crushed them at meetings such as the GAC, at the Hike the Hills that we do together with our leagues back home. And we've been able to convince lawmakers that there is a difference between credit unions and banks. And so the only thing, so they've given up. And the only thing they have left is an arbitrary number. Well, if you get too big, all of a sudden you're no longer like what we want to be supporting. Well, that's a nonsensical argument. It has nothing to do with the credit union difference and the mission that we are out there on financial well-being and serving underserved communities. And that's why I think they're going to lose on that one too. But that's the reason they've shifted their argument, is because your argument has failed.
So you answered this a little bit already in speaking of the GAC and some of the other things that you're doing, but what is America's Credit Unions doing in this fight? And what's your message to those listening? So what can credit unions do?
Best thing credit unions can do in this context right now. And the interesting thing is that this message, this strategy will work not only with regard to our tax battle, but it will work as we continue to go on offense, trying to change the nature, the business opportunities for credit unions going forward, the ability to serve communities and members. Talk about the credit union difference. How are credit unions different? Why were we built different? Why is our model different? We're serving different members, we're serving different communities, and we're serving them in a different way. We're helping them with their financial well-being, and we're raising up communities across the country. And if you continue to talk about those differences, the rest of it behind the scenes in a kind of a smoke-filled room that I think where a lot of these decisions unfortunately get made, that difference will rise to the top, and we'll be able to not only maintain, but we'll be able to reach out and do even a better job of expanding our ability to serve in the future.
Thank you, Jim. And thanks to your team. Keep fighting the good fight, and really appreciate you joining me on the CU Insight Trendline.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate being on your podcast.
For more information on protecting the credit union difference and other advocacy matters, visit americascreditunions.org. Next up, let's check in with Alyssa Horwitz on a story from CQ of Maryland.
In our recent CU Spotlight, we featured CQ, who started a kindness campaign to make people feel more connected. It has grown into a powerful program that has brought communities together to make Maryland a kinder place. They recently wrapped up their fifth annual kindness campaign, where their goal was to inspire 500,000 acts of kindness. CQ staff, volunteers, and members surpassed this goal and completed 590,583 acts of kindness in total. These acts included food donations to the Maryland Food Bank, volunteering at a local animal shelter, grants, scholarships, and so much more. A single act of kindness can have a great impact. CQ's team recognized the importance of this initiative and took action. CU Spotlight features credit unions that are making significant impacts in their communities. If your credit union has an inspiring story to share, be sure to reach out to content@cuinsight.com.
And now back to the smooth southern voice of John Pettit for cuinsight.com's number one trending article of the week.
Welcome back. My number one article trending right now on CU Insight is Microloans Make Members for Life, from Salas's James Chimpleville. If you want to build lifelong relationships with your members, microloans might be the key. In this article, James looks at how small dollar loans create big loyalty. By offering accessible short-term financing, credit unions can help members through financial rough patches while building trust and long-term engagement. It's not just about loans, it's about showing up for your members when they need you most. I ask James, how have you seen credit unions successfully use microloan programs to reach members in need?
A credit union manager told me about a young woman who came into his Philadelphia branch needing to borrow a couple hundred dollars. They didn't have a loan in their system for this, but they found a way to get her the money she needed even though she didn't have a prime credit score. Not only did she pay that loan back, but 10 years later, both her family's car loans and mortgage loan are with that same credit union. They helped her in her moment of need, and she rewarded them with years of member loyalty.
Thanks, James. Well, that's it for my top three trending articles right now on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Thanks, John. And thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of the CU Insight Trendline. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.